Well, tonight there's a message that I have, and it has to do with your heart. Everybody say your heart.
Your heart.
You know, the heart is the most important part of your three-part being, of course the soul as well. You know, your spirit and your soul, when your body is laid in the ground, it died, your spirit and your soul will go to heaven. And that's going to be a great day, and that's we don't want to go yet. We want to hang around a bit. And we want to do the will and the plan and the purpose of God. So, but tonight I want to talk about the heart, because your heart is so valuable and so important. So let's pray and let's believe God. Father, we want to thank you for your goodness and your great grace. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You go ahead and pray too. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for our lives, that each life is important and valuable to you. Thank you that you care for each life. That each person individually and corporately, but each individually is so very important to you, and that you care for them and you watch over them, and you do send forth laborers across their path, and that each one can hear the good news gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and come to that knowledge. We thank you, Father, for that spirit of wisdom for everybody here and revelation of the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of our calling and what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints and the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe. Thank you, Lord, for eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to be receptive. We open up our hearts wide open, and we want to say thank you, Lord, for saving us. Those that know you in a personal way, we thank you, Lord, that they've opened up their hearts to you, that they know you in a personal way, and that you and them are a family together. And we just want to say thank you so very much for loving us, caring for us, in Jesus' name. And everybody said?
Amen,
amen. Amen. And so Jesus, the great Messiah, the Lord and Savior, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he is the Almighty One. And when he was on earth, he did some great and marvelous things. And he taught. He was a teacher, but he also was a preacher. Preacher means to proclaim, teach means to explain, and he also healed. That was the three-part, one-third, one-third, one-third of his ministry. But when he sat down and he taught the disciples, he taught them many things, and he talked in parables. Parables is, he says an illustration, he says a story, and it says it's like unto this. He says this, and it's like unto this. And I want to talk about the parable of the sower and the seed and the ground. And Joseph's calling me, but he's going to have to wait. Amen. So there's the sower and the seed and your heart. It's so important. You know, the Bible says here in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, being born again. Everybody say born again. Not of the corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed by the word of God. First of all of us have to know that the Word of God is an incorruptible seed. That when this seed is heard from with your ears, it'll get down into your heart. And it could change and revolutionize your life if you put it into practice. But the seed is incorruptible. There's nothing wrong with the seed at all. The seed is a perfect seed. It is the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And it doesn't fail. It will not fail. It cannot fail because it's God's word. It's the ground that could fail many times. The ground itself can fail many times because there's different soils. And there's four soil types that I want to go over today. Number one is the wayside soil. Number two would be the rocky soil. Number three is the thorny soil. And number four is the good ground soil. And you know, I grew up on the farm, and you know, we had cows. We had about 30 cows, and I was about 10 years old, and I would go get those cows, and I would bring them home. You'd have to walk maybe half an hour or half a mile to a mile, and you'd bring these cows. And those cows would walk on a path. Their path would be about this wide, and it would be about this thick. And they all just walk. They don't go in a straight line, but they go this way and that way, and they make a hard ground path. And it's kind of nice, actually, except for the cow pies. But otherwise, you know, it's a hard-packed ground. And when Jesus was ministering and he was talking about, he says the seed is the word of God. And then he gave an illustration in the natural. He said that the seed, when it falls on the hard-packed ground, And the first one is the wayside ground. Over in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 4, it says, some seed fell by the wayside. Everybody say the wayside. And the fowls of the air devoured it up. The fowls of the air devoured it up. And it was a hard packed ground. You know, when you're going to plant something, you got to have some good soil. It's got to be nicely mixed up. It's got to be nice and fertile. And then you put that seed in there, put a little bit of water, and it'll start to grow and it'll start to sprout. But that wayside ground is a hard-packed ground. And Jesus is talking here in Matthew. Now, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all wrote the same thing. It's Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8. Jesus gave the account of all these different soils, and there's a meaning to every one of the soils, and we can learn lots. You know, sometimes, do you ever wonder why sometimes two people can be in a service and hear the word of God? One gets all excited and the other one didn't get as excited. It didn't dawn on them. One life can be so transformed and changed by the power of God, because that's the power of the word of God. There's power in the word of God. And if your heart is sensitive and to the word of God, to the spirit of God, that seed of God's word can be planted in your heart and you can grow. It can blossom. It can bloom. The Bible says 30, 60, and 100 times you can receive God's benefits and God's blessings. Everybody should desire that. Amen? And so the seed is incorruptible, but when it's sown on the wayside, the Bible says here, the fowls came and devoured it up. Over in Mark chapter 4, it said, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Luke gives a little more of an account. He says, as they sowed, some fell by the wayside and was trodden down. The seed got tramped down, and the fowls of the air devoured it up. Now Jesus gives the meaning of what it was being said. In the natural, it was a seed being planted, but he said the wayside soil in Luke chapter 8 and verse 12, it says, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down by the fowls of the air and devoured it, and the seed is the word of God. Everybody say the seed is the word of God. And so, in the natural, it's a seed being planted in soil, and we all grew flowers, maybe, and plants. Some are better than others. They say that it takes, you got to watch how you water the plants. Yeah. Other people say there's a bunch of bugs on the plants. And so you got to take care of those plants. But that seed being planted has to be in good ground. And Jesus says the meaning of that is that the seed is the word of God. And those by the wayside is those that hear, and then comes the evil one. Oh, that is so sad that they hear the word of God and then the evil one comes. The devil comes and to steal the word that was spoken and to take the word out of their hearts, Luke's account says, to take the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. The wayside soil. How many times of us, before we came to the knowledge of Jesus as our Lord and our personal Savior, have we not heard? I heard all the way up till 20 years old, but I didn't want to hear what I wanted to hear until 20 years old. Then I said, I want to hear. I want to hear because I'm in trouble and I'm in desperate need, and he was there to meet me. Amen? So I was ready to hear the word of God at 20 years old. Some people, they're ready at 8 years old. Thank God. Some are older. There can be some that are very old and still receive. God has a plan for everybody, but he wants everybody to hear. But just to know that when the word is spoken, when it is taught, it is preached. We listen here Wednesdays, Sundays, day in, day out for the last 30 years. Eh? The word has been going forth. Those online listening, the word is being preached. The word is being taught. The wayside soil is the enemy comes and immediately tries to say, oh, that's not true. And it can be for salvation, definitely. People coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, there could be hindered. But then even those that are in the kingdom of God, maybe it was preached about prosperity. No, I don't believe God wants us to prosper. Or healing. Well, I've been sick and it doesn't seem like I'm getting healed or it doesn't seem right. And the enemy can steal the word of God from your hearts. And it is not God's will that the word come back void. His word will not return void unto him. it shall accomplish. And so the wayside soil, know that when someone hears the word of God, when you and I hear the word of God, the enemy always wants to try to take it out of our lives. So be aware of that. Be aware of the wayside soil. Amen? So the next soil is the rocky soil. When I went and got those cows, there was a big rock. You know, I saw quite a good-sized boulder there, and it had a little scoop in it, and there was a little small tree growing on that rock. That's funny that God would even have me to look at that little rock at 10 years old, maybe 11 or 12. Why would I look at that? But, you know, kids are curious. You do things. And I looked at that, and I said, wow, it's a rock, and it's a tree growing on a rock. Isn't that something? And here Jesus in the Bible has the exact same story. He has the same story about the rocky soil. The stony ground over in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 5, it says, and some seeds. Now the sower is sowing the seeds in the natural, in stony places where there's not much earth. And therefore it sprung up. But because it had no deepness of earth, the sun came up and they were scorched. And it, because it had no root, it withered away. That's sad, eh? Their little plant didn't get it. But Jesus says, this is the meaning of it, over on the 20th verse. It says, and he that receives seed on the stony place is the same that heard the word, and anon, well, that's the word that we don't understand, but it means immediately, with joy they receive it. They hear the word, with joy they receive it, yet they don't have root in themselves and endure for a little while. Everybody say a while. It endured for a little while, but when tribulation and persecution come because of the word's sake, often he is offended. You know, he gets offended. And in Luke it says, when affliction and persecution rise for the word's sake. The rocky soil is those that accepted what is being said. They're thrilled about it. They say, thank you, Lord. Have you ever seen you Christians that have come to the Lord and how excited they are? They are thrilled. They usually say, this church is the best church in town. They get excited. They say, I'll be here every week. But guess what? Persecution, temptations, tests and trials come to us all. Those tests and those trials can thwart you away from the things of God. And that is the rocky soil that the Lord Jesus Christ had said through Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It is tests, it is trials, it is temptation. I heard the word, I'm excited about it. Praise God. I remember when I was born again in 1987, I was so thrilled about it. I went and I would read my Bible, and I would go in my room and I would pray and read my Bible. My dad, at the beginning, he really liked me. He said, wow, he's really changed, that's good. But then after a while, I noticed, he said, what's the matter with Ken? He didn't like this. He wanted the old Ken back. And before he would look around, and he went to my car once, and he saw a bunch of bottles in the back. And he's, oh. And then he went and he talked to my mother, and he says, you know, what's with that Ken? You know, that's not too good. You know, that's funny. But did you know that when tests and trials and tribulations come, it wants to throw you away from the things of God. It wants to get you off course. That's the rocky soil. But yet when they received it, they were excited. They were like thrilled. Thank you, Jesus. I was good for about 3 years after being born again. And then I noticed the tests and the trials and the temptations that were coming my way. And I said to myself, this isn't good. I'm going to be in a backslidden state if I continue in this. I need to do something. And so while I was reading that magazine on the outhouse, amen. And it said, I saw some people in gowns, and I said, wow, Bible school. Maybe I should go to Bible school. So I drove to Yorkton, and I put a quarter in the machine, took a picture of myself. I'd love to see that picture. And I put it on that thing, and I sent it to them, and they sent it back, and they said, I can go to Bible school. Wow. And so that propelled me a little bit higher than where I was before, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You need to hear God's word on a consistent basis and put it into practice on a consistent basis. But know that the enemy will come. Always he comes. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. If you ever feel discouraged, if you ever feel full of doubt and unbelief, that's not from God. Those things are not from God. If you feel depressed, that's not from God. If you feel that you can't make it, that is not from God. That is from the enemy. It's from Satan. It's from the devil and demons and evil spirits. Just to let everybody know. And if you don't think they're real, turn on your something. Because they're around. Amen? And you always see them pop their heads up. And so know with that rocky soil that they hear the word of God. They're so excited. They're thrilled about it. But temptations, tests, and trials come. And they get knocked off course. And they don't come and fulfill what God wants them to do. But they don't get all the promises of God. There's precious promises of God. They're great and exceeding precious promises of God. And our place as believers is to believe them. God wants you and me to be promise keepers and promise receivers. That's what we want, is the blessings of God in this life, right here, right now. When I get to heaven, I don't need no healing. I know I'll be fine. I don't need no money. I'll have plenty up there. They don't even use it. They use whatever else there. But here is where I need the finances. Here I need the health and the healing. Here I need a sound mind. Here I need to be overcoming in every area of life. And so when the enemy comes at you and he throws those darts, the Bible says he throws darts at us. And you've got to put up your shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. There's another one. He said he don't like me. He said he's going to get me. What else does he say? He says he's bigger than me and he can pound me. No. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Amen. I'm a child of God. I'm born again. We can overcome. And so we don't have to be like that rocky soil. Be excited one day. Today we got the victory. Jesus is in my heart and life. And then tomorrow, there's no victory. No, there's victory every single day. Not one day goes by where we don't have victory. Because we are the victory kids. And God wants us to have victory every day. Amen? But just be aware that you know that those enemy darts come, you just knock them away. Say, no, I'm not going to accept that. I'm going to accept what I am, a child of God. I have God's word. I've read it. I've read my one-year Bible. I'm good. No, you should continue to read every year. Amen? And continue. And if you miss a couple days, well, just go ahead and start where you're at if you're depressed. No, you don't want to be depressed. You want to keep going. Amen? So that rocky soil is so important, and Jesus said it in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And so he said here in Mark's gospel again, the 4 and verse 16, and these are likewise that are sown on the stony ground, is when they heard the word, immediately they receive it with gladness, but have no root in themselves, and endure for a time, but when affliction and persecution arise for the word's sake. Everybody say the word's sake. The temptations, the tests, the trials don't come because you're so good looking. It doesn't come because you got the most beautiful hair there is. It doesn't come because you are the most elegant person. You stand out in the crowd. Woo! No, it comes because of the word's sake. If you got the word of God in your heart, guess what? That's where the tests, that's where the trials, that's where the temptations come, because of the word. The enemy does not want the word in you, but it's in me. Amen. Everybody say, the word's in me. Amen. Don't let it go. But it comes because of the word's sake. It comes from the word's sake. And some people say, oh, you don't know. You don't know the tests. You don't know the trials that I'm going through. Oh, yeah. It's common to mankind. It's been around for years. Amen. Go back to the example of Cain and Abel. It's a bad story, but yet I understand it. Cain and Abel, they bring offerings. They're church guys. Cain and Abel, they come. They bring their offerings. They bring their gifts. God accepts Abel's offering because he came in line with what God said. Many people don't want to do what God said. They want to do it their way. Sorry about that finger. I didn't mean to. I didn't want to hit anybody with it, but I poked Flo with it. Sorry about that. But everybody's got a way they want to do it. And I did it my way. No, you do it God's way. It is God's way. Amen? We want to do it God's way. God's way is the best way. There was more to that. I wish it would come back to me. But afflictions and persecution come for the word's sake. It comes for the word's sake. That's why it comes. It comes for the word's sake. Because that's why it's come to destroy the word out of you. And if it could get the word out of you, guess what? Then Satan has won a battle. Not the battle, total battle, but a battle. So don't let him get the word out of you. Hold fast to that. Don't let the word get out of you. So you must have the word of God in you and receive it with gladness. We'll continue with that gladness, but have no root in themselves and in so endure for a time. But afterward, when affliction and persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Everybody say offended. So they become offended. So offense is a major issue in the believer's life if you allow it. Now, I've tasted it several times. I understand what it tastes like. I know what it tastes like. I know it can drive you crazy. And so you don't want to be offended. Amen? You want to release it and let it go. Amen? Cindy used to do this thing. Okay, now shake it loose. Okay, go get it right out. Everybody shake. Shake a little bit. Amen? Get it out. Get it out. Let it go. And so you got to let it go. You can't have it inside of you. You just got to let it go. Offense is a killer, and it's a killer from Satan. Jesus Christ is the greatest forgiver. He's the lover of our souls, and he forgave us. Can we not forgive somebody else, some other human being? Of course we can. And we can love, and we can forgive, and we can forget, and forget about it, and that's it, and go on. Amen? So do not let those tests, those trials and temptations come and allow them to fester on the inside of you, because the enemy will have a stronghold in anybody's life if you allow those things in you. And so persecution, affliction arise for the word's sake. Immediately they are offended and they fall off. And so they don't produce fruit. And so that is the thorny ground or the rocky ground. In Luke's gospel it says, I'll just read them both, Luke 8:6, and some fell among the rock. And as soon as it sprung up, it withered away, it lacked moisture. They on the rock are they which when they heard the word, heard the word with joy, these have no root, which for a while believe, but in the time of temptation fall away. That is the rocky soil. So we want to have, we don't want to have rocky soil, we want to have good ground. But the next one is the thistles. Everybody say the thistles. Thistles and thorns. Have you ever seen them lately in the summer, how tall they grow? They're huge. I've seen them as tall as this. You know, I planted sod in my yard, and it was beautiful. I called them back, and I said, are you sure there's no weeds in this sod? No, this is sod. It's perfect. Okay, bye. But did you know those weeds? And when I moved here in 2003, I like to brag about it, but made my venture here. Only one speeding ticket on the way here. So it wasn't bad. And so we made my way here, and we had some stuff called weed and feed. It was great. It would kill the weeds and it would feed the grass. It was excellent. But all of a sudden, somebody doesn't want that, and they can't buy it anymore. And so it's horrible that they allow the weeds to grow. And then the people are all for the weeds. There's got the promoting the weeds. They want you to love the weeds. You know, they worship the weeds, eat the weeds. And so they just go all out. So I'm not sure why, but if you leave it and don't do anything, the whole grass is just going to be weeds, solid weeds. And Jesus gave that illustration. He said the seed fell among the thorns and the weeds. And the thorns and the weeds sprung up and choked the seed, and it didn't become fruitful. It choked it. And so those thorns, those weeds are nasty. And so it says here, and some fell among the thorns in Matthew 13, 7. And the thorn sprung up and choked it. In Mark 4 and verse 7 it says, and some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. It yielded no fruit. In Luke's account of it, you know, all these guys are listening. Matthew, Mark, and Luke were listening to Jesus. And so they all got their interpretation of what they heard. They penned down. God's the one who said, okay, yeah, what you said is good. If they didn't say something correct, he would say, no, it's not going in the Bible. But these guys saw enough, and they accepted it. So Luke chapter 8 and verse 7, Luke's account, and some fell among the thorns. The thorns sprang up, and it choked it. Now, the interpretation of all three are in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 22. It says, and he that received the seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and becomes unfruitful. So Jesus was saying here that deceitfulness of riches choked the word. The cares of this world choked the word. Mark's account, it says here, and these are they which are sown among the thorns, in verse 19, as hear the word, but the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things, enter in and choke it, and it becomes unfruitful. Mark's account, Mark 8, 7, 14, and that which fell among the thorns are they, when they heard, go forth, and it is choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. So what's he saying about the weeds? He said the weeds are the cares of this life. Oh, I care about this life. Oh, I love this life. And the deceitfulness of riches. Oh, money, 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 money. You know, you need money, but money can't be your God. You can't worship it. Let's bow down and worship the mighty dollar, which is very low right now. We worship you, mighty dollar. Please, come more to us so we can pay the gas. We bow down. No, we need money, but money can't be your honey. Amen? Money can't be the most important thing in your life and my life. I enjoy spending money and giving money. Money, money, money. But guess what? We can't worship money. And the deceitfulness of riches, the cares of this life. You know, oh, I want this, I want that. And everybody should enjoy good things, and we do enjoy good things. But the cares of this life are just trash compared to God's goodness and compared to heaven and glory and goodness and God. But yet we can get so wrapped up, you know, oh, we got to have this, we got to have that. I've had so many, I've got to have this. And then when you get it, it's not that great. It's okay, but it's not the everything. And so to worship money is very foolish. And the Bible says that these thorns are when the seed of God's word is planted, but the cares of this life. You know, sometimes people want to be married. Sometimes people want this. They want children. Sometimes they want a career. They want all those things. And yes, in themselves, they're fine, but they can't be just the all in all goal of God, that's the God I want. The scripture that I keep very dear to my heart and which I experience and love it, it says, he that lose his life for my sake will find it, but they who find their life will lose it. There's some people that have found their life in this world. They've got success. They've got prosperity. They've got everything going for them. But the Lord says they will lose it in the end. You can't take one thing with you when you leave this earth. Absolutely nothing will go with you. And so if you lose your life for the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? You'll find it, and you can have good things of God. But you found your life. You found it in Christ. That's the most important aspect and thing there is Jesus Christ. And so those thorns, those cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches and other things choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But the last and the best is the good ground. Everybody say good ground. And so Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 8, but other seed fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Mark's account, and some fell on good ground, and it did yield fruit, and sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, some 100. Luke's account, another fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare 100-fold. And Jesus says, you want to know the meaning of that? And he goes on in Matthew's account, and he says, this is the seed on good ground, is he that hear the word and understand it. Everybody say understand it. So when you hear God's word, you should desire to understand it. Even if the guy that's speaking is not a teacher, go ahead and strive to understand it. Strive to learn the Bible. Strive to learn what the lesson is and the principle of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ that wants to get over to us in the Scriptures. Understand it and bear forth fruit and bring forth fruit. Some 100, some 30, some 60. It seems like there's a variableness in the promises of God. You want the good, acceptable, and perfect? How many of you want the perfect? The perfect is the very best. And so if you want the very best, you give God your very best. You don't give him a 30 and you want 100. No, you want 100, you give yourself 100% to him and you get 100. Amen? You get what you put into it. So Mark's account, it says here, and these are they which are sown on good ground, as such as hear the word and receive it. So you got to receive it. You got to take it as your own and say, this word that I'm hearing is my word. I want this promise. I believe this promise. I receive this promise. I thank you for this promise. Hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Luke's account, it says here, and others fell on good ground. And they which in an honest and a good heart, having the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. An honest and a good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. And so those soils, are they soils that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us? There's four soils. There's the wayside ground. The wayside ground is packed, it's hard. And nobody understands the word of God and they go away empty. The other soil is the rocky soil. They hear the word of God. They're excited and they jump with joy. They're thrilled that they heard God's word. They receive it. They believe it. They want it and they have it. But then when persecution, temptation, tests and trials come because of the word's sake, immediately they're offended. And those on the thorns of those that hear God's word, but they can hear it because the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches and other things are choking the word of God. It becomes unfruitful. But they on good ground, in a good and an honest and a pure heart, receive God's word, take it unto themselves, hold it dear unto them, and bear forth fruit. Amen. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. So let's all stand and let's have a little bit of time of praising God. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you for the word of God, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you, Father, that you've given us your word. Hallelujah. And may it fall on good ground this night. Thank you, Lord, for your word, that we hear it, your word and what it is saying. Oh, voko baranga shtembarasa. You go ahead and pray. Amen. He's your God. He's just as real to you as he is to me. So go ahead and talk to him. Yes, hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father, that the word of God's seed will find its way in the hearts of the believers. Thank you. Grow first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Thank you, thank you, thank you that it grows, it develops, it blossoms, it blooms, it produces fruit. Some even 100-fold. My God has changed their life. Wow, God has transformed them. Oh, shikarabaka shiko tabarangi seva taburonka tambarenki shtike hese. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Jesus, that when you walked and talked and you gave us these parables, these illustrations, it was for our good that we would learn, hallelujah, about the seed. Sembo kubrangishtambara, the imperishable seed of God's word. We worship you and we thank you, Lord God. Oh, tamaki sevoku shtuku hutabalanke veta vasiketa. Oh, makasevara dabasiketa vukusu. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and worship him. Go ahead and thank him. Hallelujah. Your circumstance can change. Things can happen. Hallelujah. Soboku baranga shtambo rabokisi. Eva sembo tubanankita dakara moshto terekista. Thank you, my Father. Thank you. We worship you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God on our hearts. Hallelujah. Producing harvests. Hallelujah. Of the promises of God being fulfilled. Thank you for your rich and great and precious promises, that by these we may be partakers of the divine nature of God. Ishabo toboran kitara na nahasi. Ishabo ko shuko balanki sedera basa. Izavasiko toko shugumahata. Izavasa. That should be kita vana nahase devohuta bahasa hi. Paramaku taha. Hiki biseke masi. Shikamon hudama. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you're in this place and you've never spoken tongues and you want to speak in tongues, hallelujah. Is there anybody like that here that's never spoken in tongues and would like to speak in tongues? Put your hand up if there is. Anybody? Or everybody's a tongue talker here? Hallelujah. Everybody can speak in tongues? Thank you, Jesus. Sovokobaranga shtambarankite. Eva samborobakita barakasa. Thank you, Father, for filling us with your Holy Spirit. Use your heavenly language. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Sashebukutu Izavana Heshamani Nehasa. You're praying out plans. You're praying out secrets. You're praying out mysteries. Sembo to do no hasa. Eva single tumbalanka sa. Izavo ko shtoteheta. Izava tabaramasa. You're praying out your future. Sebarama. You're magnifying God. You're praying out mysteries, secrets. Savo tohota. Eva sambaroma kishtandarivese. Izavo hu. Hulmaheta asi. Izava hisho. Hudamalaki tekere. Yeah. Yeah, your will is being done, hallelujah, on the earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Siba kasanda vikita. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sebo kubulenke vese heshavu hutamalanke. Iva sambuku tahasa vakasa. Ize mahita halama katika damasa. Amen. Let's thank him. Thank you, Father. Amen. Whatever we prayed out in the Spirit, we want to say praise you, Father, and thank you. Thank you that you're a merciful God unto us, loving us, caring for us, taking good care of us. And we bless you this night, and we say thank you, Lord God, that when we hear God's word, that it finds a place in our heart, an open heart, and we push away those cares of this world, those deceitfulness of riches, and those tribulations and tests and trials that try to take the word away from us, and we push them aside, and we say thank you, Lord God. I believe you. I believe it'll be well with me. I believe it'll be well with mine. Hallelujah. I believe it'll be well with my household because the presence of God is there. Hallelujah. I believe it'll be well when I take heed to God's word and put it into practice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise your holy name. Amen. Amen.